Good morning, it's 9:04. I'm Aaron Kimball with VPR News. An independent review of the troubled rollout of the state's healthcare exchange concludes that a combination of factors is responsible for many of the problems at Vermont Health Connect. The review says an accelerated federal timeline for all state exchanges to go online contributed to many problems. In Vermont, this factor was exacerbated when an original contract to set up the exchange with Oracle fell through, giving the state even less time to complete the project. Eventually, the state contracted with the Canadian firm CGI to design the exchange. Mark Larson is the commissioner of the Department of Vermont Health Access. He concurs with this analysis.
The schedule of this project was the biggest risk we faced throughout the entire implementation, and I think that the report today really emphasizes that as a key finding.
The report concludes that CGI created a project team of 180 people who had little to no experience working together prior to this project. Former Vermont governor and presidential candidate Howard Dean will be speaking at Castleton State College. Dean will give a presentation on the first global millennial generation and the new rules for civic engagement tomorrow night. Organizers say Dean will discuss the use of the internet and social media to spread the word about issues and allow people to connect. And Vermont's Green Mountain Club, which maintains the Long Trail, has a new executive director. Michael DeBonis will take over the position in mid-May. He is a native Vermonter and is currently the director of the Forest Guild in Santa Fe, New Mexico.